BBC Home Service presents
Miranda Hart's Joke Shop. Hello to you. Hope you're all well. Right, enough of that. Back to me. Previously in my life, I told my mother I'd be happy not to marry.
Move away from the edge of the building, madam. Don't jump.
But Miranda, who will carry on the family name?
Uncle Frank.
You know he's not called Frank.
Sorry, Auntie Francesca.
Yes, he prefers that.
We talked her down, but the issue comes up every time I get invited to a wedding, and I'm rubbish at excuses.
So, are you coming on Saturday, Miranda?
Oh, I can't. A mum's ill. Have to look after her.
Well, can't your dad do it?
He's really busy with work. Very important man. He's Tony Hart.
No, he isn't.
Nor he is. Oh, good, I can come. So I end up trapped at weddings with my socially excruciating mother, introducing me to aristocratic squires she wants me to marry. The last one spat a lot.
Hi, Miranda. The last time we met was at a tennis tournament in Tunbridge.
Oh, please, no more teas. My mascara's running. But the worst thing she does is the middle-class mouthing embarrassing words thing. Like, you know those people next door? Lesbians. Trouble is, she gets confused and does it the wrong way round. She goes, you know those people next door? Lesbians. Nightmare. Right, to work. Morning, Stevie.
Only just. Late as usual.
Oh, terrible journey.
You live upstairs.
Well, someone threw themselves under the carpet and we were all backed up. Oh, I do try. Power! God, there's no need to attack me.
Yeah, practising a self-defence move I learnt at my class last night. You're perfect to practise on because you're mugger size.
Mugger size?
You know, burly, manly, past your peak. You know, you're a mugger, not a muggy.
Thanks. Well, don't practise on me again.
Well, Matthew insists on regular training.
Matthew? Isn't it an all-female class?
Oh, he's very in touch with women. He really gets inside us.
Does he indeed? Hey? Stevie? Yeah? Hey? Remember yesterday we were talking about innuendos? Still nothing.
What have I said about bringing fun into our joke shop?
That would be mad.
This is a business.
Sorry, Sir Alan.
Last night, Phil and I played Boredom in the Bedroom.
Oh, God, don't want to hear.
He was Sir Alan and I was Roof Badger.
No, really.
Come on, Sir Alan,
no,
bend
innuendo,
me over that fat
innuendo,
dressing
innuendo,
chart.
Innuendo!
With me!
Oh, why ignore the perfect British convention of avoiding embarrassment?
You sound like your mother.
No, if I sounded like her, I'd be using the classic posh phrase, such fun, to shut people up. Such fun! My mother uses it to get away with offensive remarks. She did a classic at the wedding on Saturday.
Oh, darling, do look, a black man in a suit. Such fun!
Oh, I like the new cheeky apron, Stevie. Oh, look at me with it on. Nice brown suspenders. This is what I wear on Hell's Kitchen to impress furious Ramsay. Bonjour, I am your kinky chef.
You wouldn't say that if Gary was behind you.
No, I would say, bonjour, Gary, how can I serve you? Or you might want to serve me. Innuendo, Stevie. Serve me as in give me food, or serve me as in have a little bit of sex with me. He's behind me, isn't he?
Yep.
Hi.
Hi, Gary. Could we pretend that didn't happen?
Yeah, I'll come in again.
Thanks.
Hi, guys. Just a quick one.
Oh, a quick one.
Yeah, look, I was just dropping off the post that got stuck with us next door.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I think that's a box of penis pasta. It's coming unwrapped.
Oh, we don't stock penis pasta.
Yeah, because who'd find that fun to eat on their own of an evening?
Well, it's addressed to Amanda Dart.
Who's she? Oh,
thanks, Gary.
Yeah, no worries. See you later.
Hi, Freddy.
It was absolutely mortifying on Saturday.
Morning, Mum.
My daughter, the last single girl in the county. The bride didn't throw her bouquet, just passed it to you. While someone at the back shouted, as if. Stevie, can you imagine anything more embarrassing?
No.
No, what do you mean no? Of course it's more embarrassing. I mean, there's diving into a public swimming pool, losing your bikini bottoms and getting confidently out not realising they're not on. To accept your badge from the instructor in front of the entire school. There's going skinny dipping in an empty campsite and getting out as a group of scouts turn up to pitch tents.
They've happened to you, haven't they?
No, they have.
Well, I'm perked up because I've had an idea. I am, drum roll please, hosting a Pride and Prejudice themed party for you to meet a husband.
Oh, Mum, please.
I know, it's totally Thridibots. Costumes, period dancing, a Mr. Darcy lookalike, and something to entertain Edmund Dottori.
Who?
Only, and you won't be able to thank me enough, the wonder boy I'm setting you up with. Are you crying, darling?
Tears of joy.
I've only invited really ugly women to give you the best chance.
So Stevie's coming. That's a good... No?
This is no time for jokes. Would you joke at war? Would you joke on the front line?
No, but what are we fighting?
Our enemies are everywhere. Look at your hair, weight, clothes, face, feet. Keep alert.
Feet?
The campaign for a new you, or Operation Duckling, starts this afternoon. Right, I've got to talk to your father. He's insisting on Morris dancers. Says a bearded man skipping makes him laugh. See you later.
Oh, but Mum, I don't think...
Such fun.
No, don't go ahead with it, because...
Such fun. No, such fun.
Really,
such fun. Such fun.
Please,
such fun.
Really...
Such fun.
So effective and so annoying. I don't even want to get married. And the thought of getting so close to someone they know everything about me is freaky. And I don't want someone knowing that sometimes I dress up as the Queen and record myself doing a Christmas speech to see what it would be like if I was the Queen.
Do you really do that?
No. I do, yes. It's really fun. The hassle people get being single is absurd. I will not entertain this. I refuse to bow to societal pressures. I mean, the sound of him, Edmund Dottori.
Well, shall I find out about him in case he's cute?
Okay.
Right, I'll do some internet profiling.
Right, I'll be at the restaurant.
How do you spell the surname?
Tory, as in friends called Hugh, Biffo and Spiffy. Yeah. And Tory, as in pretending to like young people.
Ooh, political.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, what's up, Amanda Dart?
Funny. Yeah, well, I assume I have a problem.
Because you always have a problem?
No, I don't.
Do you have one now?
Yeah.
Clive, can you bring over a couple of cappuccinos?
No, I'm just watching the complete box set of 24. I'll be there when Jack's dead.
Clive! So?
My mother's hosting a Pride and Prejudice party to marry me off. So, don't laugh in the face of adversity, Mr. I never have any problems.
Well, you say it like it's a bad thing.
Well, it's boring not to have issues, and you never get angry. You're a chef. Go all furious like Ramsay, particularly at Clive.
Nah, it's not my style. And Clive's just down because his play's been cancelled.
Oh, go on, get angry. I'll do it if you do, and then we could... get steamy like a couple might do in emotional Spain.
Mirandito, you make me so angry. Come here.
No, Gazito, leave me.
I said, come here.
Two cappuccinos.
Yeah, right, great. Thanks, Clive. I think some of it's still in the cup. Sorry to hear about your play, by the way.
Oh, yes, I mean, you do a one-man show and suddenly you're egotistical at the Standard.
I mean, it was called Me, 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 It's All About Me and lasted 4.5 hours.
Oh. Theatre's loss is the restaurant industry's gain.
Yeah, thanks, Clive. This party your mum's having, she couldn't have it here, could she? It'd be great for business. It's been a really slow month, particularly since you went on a diet.
Good one.
What?
Oh, not joking. Sorry, Gary, but I've got to get her to cancel it. I can't cope if she's setting me up. And you don't want members of my family infecting your restaurant. Remember my uncle?
The one with the leg spasm?
Yeah. And now when it spasms off the chair, he shouts at it, "Down, boy!" The dog gets really confused.
I think I'd cope.
No, you wouldn't cope, not if you had to deal with my mother.
Miranda, when was the last time you saw me angry? I'll manage.
But believe me, you'll be a ball of rage, sweating, swearing, steaming. Ooh, hello, calling her now. Stevie, change of plan. The party's on and it's at Gary's. Mum's happy to change the venue as long as Dad can come as a Morris dancer and skip if he gets bored. I'm sure Dottori's bearer will be fine.
Right, I've compiled the dossier. You've got to get out of it.
Stevie, he can't be that bad.
Well, look at his mugshot.
Ah! Oh, I literally can't tell which way up this picture should be.
Well, face down, obviously.
Oh, good one.
High five.
Not good enough for the five.
But you should also know that his favourite pastime, despite being 37, is time with Nanny.
Oh, God, can you imagine what I'll turn into if I marry him? I mean, bare minimum, I'd have a black Labrador called Jasper, pronounced Jasper. Jasper! Jasper! Heel! Jasper, come here! Jasper, put it down! Put it down! Will you put it down, Jasper?
Oh, my goodness, help!
Jasper, put it down! Put it down! I'm so sorry, I think he thinks your toddler's a pheasant. Right, it's off. I mean, that's not worse than Gary sexily steaming. I mean, Stevie, you've got to help me come up with an excuse.
Right, a family member is dying.
Oh, it's not really going to work on my family.
You're working.
It's got to be something she believes.
You found a husband.
Something she believes.
You've joined a gym.
Something she believes.
You've joined Weight Watchers.
It's got to be something she believes.
What excuse did you normally come up with?
I don't. I can't. Well, there's one. I say, I can't. I'm going to the cinema.
Well, that's not an excuse. What happens if someone asks you to the cinema and you don't want to go?
I go to the cinema with them. Well, I can't say, sorry, I can't go to the cinema because I'm going to the cinema, can I? Oh, I'll ask this customer. Hello.
Hi. I'm looking for something for my niece's party.
Not now, sorry, we're talking about me. Now, if you had to get out of a party, what would you say?
I usually say, I know it's awful, sorry, my mother's ill.
Well, how's that going to work? I can't tell my mother that my mother's ill. Have you thought this through at all?
To be fair, I didn't know all the circumstances.
I'm hopeless, Stevie, this man is an absolute imbecile. Oh, I'm turning into her.
You could say you've got a date. I presume you're single.
Something she'd believe.
Why don't you just be honest? Say, sorry, it's not my thing. Would you mind if I passed?
Mind if I passed to my mother? You're no help at all. Can you leave, please?
You can't ask customers to leave.
I can if they're annoying me.
I'm happy to go.
No, stay here.
I'd rather go.
He'd rather go.
Yeah, only because you bullied him. Stay and browse.
But I don't want to.
Stay and browse!
Okay, please don't hurt me.
Right, I'm just going to have to confront her. Okay, say I'm not coming, party's off. I can do that. I'm a 31-year-old, independent, intelligent entrepreneur. Okay, I'm a 31-year-old, independent, intelligent. I'm a 31-year-old, independent. I'm 31.
31?
All right, 34. Who is this guy?
Right, darling, are you ready for Operation Duckling? We've got a number of key excitements. Hairdresser, seaweed wrap, general social etiquette lesson, and period talking, verily, forsooth.
Oh, yeah, indeed, but there's no point because I can't come to the party.
Why not?
It's my daughter's first birthday. I don't have a daughter. I'm 34.
Yes?
I just think I might pass.
You think you'll pass? Darling.
Here we go.
Have you got any idea how difficult socially it is to admit you work in a joke shop, let alone you're still single? If it wasn't so hard to fake your death, I'd have done so. I organise a soiree where your husband awaits, and you think you might pass.
Bye, Stevie. It's on. Party's still on. Hello, listener, it's me. I'm in hiding, recovering from an afternoon with Mum. Let me talk you through Operation Duckling. She took me to the hairdresser's. Now I can't be seen in public. It's a bouffant pudding bowl. I look a bit like how Margaret Thatcher might have looked as a 9-year-old. A cross between a boy and an ageing lesbian. Think about how that might look. Got it? Hello? Stevie, I need your help. Stevie!
Oh, the hair! You look like a cross between Princess Anne and... Well, you look like Princess Anne.
Quick, excuses, because it's got to be off. Otherwise, say hello to Lady Miranda. Let's sup on my veranda, Dottori.
Right, let's role play. Hi, Miranda. Do you want to come to the cinema tonight?
Hi. Well, that's kind, but I can't. I'm panicking already, Stevie. I can't because...
Just give me a reason.
I'm washing my shoes.
What?
I just get in a panic. I can't. Try again. Sorry, Mum, but I can't come tonight.
Oh, darling, why's that?
I've got to make a cake for a hedgehog's birthday party. It's a condition. Well, what do you use as an excuse?
Well, say my kids are ill.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's a failsafe.
I know. And where are you going?
To tell Gary it's off, and then I'll have to think of something to tell Mum.
Well, won't Gary be upset?
Oh, yes, good. He might get into a sexy rage. And then we could see if his meat and two veg fit in my oven.
Your mother is a nightmare. I can't be in the same room with her anymore.
Oh, hello, Mr. Feisty.
I'm going to bloody punch someone.
Just relax.
No, don't.
She said she would manage the kitchen because I'm inexperienced. How patronising.
Oh, let's tango Galavito. Oh,
can we just talk about this calmly?
No, we cannot, Stevie. What else did she do?
She showed me how to iron my apron.
Yes.
She alphabeticised my vegetables.
Yes.
Then she brushed my hair.
Yes, take me, Gary, take me.
What?
What?
Look, I've had enough of this. You've got to call the party off.
Good, because Miranda was just saying...
You could do with a challenge, Oliba.
There's no way...
The show must go on, Gary. Maracas.
Okay, breathe in, breathe out.
Take your shirt off.
What?
Such fun!
Miranda, I know what you're doing.
The party's back on, Stevie. It's on.
You're distracted by the Ramsay effect. Now come back to me.
Ow!
Look at Dottori's picture.
Ah! Okay, fine. It's off. It's off again.
Oh, no. Penny's coming in.
Okay, jumping on you to bring you down.
Ow! What'd you do that for?
So you can hide.
Miranda?
Crawl away. Yes, Mum.
What are you doing on the floor?
Yoga, just finished.
Have you seen Gary? He ran away from the restaurant.
No, he's probably back there and you've missed each other.
How irritato.
Just say irritating.
Is it safe?
The source is out of vision.
No, it's not. She's coming back. Get down.
No one's come in.
How weird. I could have sworn it was her.
Right, I'm out of here. Ring me when we're out of it.
Right, party's off. Oh, how majestic was he?
We haven't got anything to tell Penny.
Don't worry, I've got it.
Oh, she's here again.
This is almost like a farce.
Darling, I can't find Gary anywhere, and I got a taxi auto...
Taxi?
...booked at 6 to take the harpsichord over.
Oh, no, don't worry, party's off, can't make it.
Why?
Stevie's kids are ill.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's awful.
I know, shame. Yes, I'm free, it's off.
Hang on, isn't Stevie looking after them?
She can't.
I can't.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I'm going to the cinema.
Well, don't. Surely your children are more important.
The film is...
It's very important.
Very important.
It's very important.
Important.
It's... I can't think of any films as important as your ill children, can you?
Birth of a Nation.
Birth of a Nation.
It is an important film, I grant you, but I really think your children should come first.
Yes, Stevie, it's really insensitive to ask me to look after them because you want to go to the cinema.
Oh, I'm just a terrible mother.
Well, I wasn't going to say.
Yes, well, good, so we're all on.
Oh, goody. It's on again, it's on.
Yeah, thanks for that.
It was the last attempt.
Yeah, well, the only way now would be if you were already engaged, and that isn't going to happen in 24 years, let alone 24 hours.
Oh, not that bad.
Remember the last time you flirted?
Hi.
Hi. When I'm naked in bed and I roll over, my breasts clap.
Bye.
Now what?
Hello again.
Oh, it's you.
About my niece's party.
Are you still on about that? I'm in a crisis here.
Oh, sorry.
Can you marry Miranda?
I really don't think...
Why? She's not good enough for you. Actually, don't answer that.
When I'm naked, my breasts...
Not helping!
I'm not going to pretend to marry you for loads of reasons. Mainly, I'm gay.
Oh, you're not pulling that one. I've heard that dozens of times. Miranda, it's not you, it's me. I've just remembered I'm gay.
You don't believe me?
No, Mum would. She thinks everyone not married under 40 must be gay.
Well, why doesn't she think you're gay?
Oh, hang on. If I was gay, I wouldn't need Edmund Dottori.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
That's good.
That's very good.
Oh, it's perfect.
I'm a lesbian.
You're coming out.
I'm coming out.
I want the world to know, gotta let it show. I'm coming out. I want the world to know.
Customer?
Yes?
Just us.
Sorry.
Right, I'm off to tell Mum.
Oh, she's going to hate it. She might have a seizure and never want to see you again.
I know, it's the best plan.
Darling, this is lovely. You know I love a National Trust tea room.
Yeah, well, it's the sort of place where you won't do anything rash if you get some bad news, for example.
What do you mean?
Well, I brought you here to tell you something. There's no point having the party because, here goes. I'm a lesbian.
A lesbian?
Could you put those knives away from that cake trolley, please?
I am totally and utterly delighted! This is fantastic news!
What?
I always had my suspicions and kept hoping. You're a lesbian, not just a failure with men. You bat for the other side, but all this time I was worried you didn't bat for anyone. A perennial wicket-keeper. But who knew your wicket was being knocked thoroughly by a bowler with no balls? How amusing. And it's very now to be a lesbian. So finding you a partner shouldn't be too hard.
Oh, no, don't set me up with anyone.
Are you with somebody? It's Stevie, isn't it?
That's it, yeah, me and Stevie.
It's making more and more sense.
Is it? Wish it was to me.
The joke shop. Good cover. To be honest, I think we could do better. I'm not sure I'm happy about Stevie being my civil daughter-in-law. Right, let's ring Gary.
No. Don't speak to Gary before I've...
Hello?
Gary, it's Penny.
Let me speak to him.
There's a change of plan.
Oh, it's okay, Penny.
No, Mum, don't say.
Miranda has some very exciting news.
Oh, don't give us the reason.
That means we'll have to...
Oh, well, not to worry.
She's a lesbian.
Oh, there it goes.
What?
She's just come out. So brave. She makes sense now, doesn't she, Gary?
Suppose.
Give me the phone.
So, apologies. Tomorrow night
it's cancelled.
Is...
cancelled. It's off, Gary. We're free.
Cancelled? Why should we cancel?
What's going on?
Sorry, Gary. No, it's not cancelled. It's a coming out party.
What?
What?
We can't cancel at this short notice, and what a perfect opportunity to tell everyone. You all right, darling?
Just a bit sweaty.
Miranda's sweating. Probably a lesbian thing. What's the saying? Horses sweat, men perspire, women glisten, and lesbians just let it all out. Such fun. Right, Gary, I'm coming over and we can talk new menu. We better get rid of the meatballs to start with. Come on, darling. Let's see if they do discounts for lesbians on National Trust membership.
Oh, listener, why is this happening? Boarding school is the source of all this. If we'd been taught the birds and the bees properly, I wouldn't be rubbish with blokes, be settled down like a normal person, and my mum wouldn't be setting me up.
Miranda!
What?
The National Trust have just rung to say they've got the dates in our chosen venue for our civil partnership.
Oh, no.
Explain.
I'm a lesbian, so are you. We're partners. We're having a civil partnership at the National Trust venue, which we're now life members of.
For the National Trust!
Definitely focusing on the wrong bit.
So I'm your partner?
And Gary's hosting my coming out party.
Oh, so that went really well.
Yeah, it went really well, yeah. Listen, you don't have to come to the party.
Why? Are you ashamed of me?
No. Oh, it's not that.
I can't believe this. You don't want me there. I think you're fine. People would be impressed. I'm a catch.
Well, Mum thought I could do better.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's absurd. If anything, I could do better. I could go out any night into Brighton or Vegas or Lesbos or Penge. Well, honey, I am coming to this party whether you like it or not.
Oh, Gary, well done. It's fantastico.
Well, I'm glad you're happy.
Yoo-hoo! Belinda, coming over.
You seem calmer, Gary.
Yeah, well, since you came out, Penny's been really chilled, so yeah, I'm fine now.
Oh, she ruins everything. This is hideola.
So, enjoying your coming out party?
You know I'm not a lesbian, don't you?
Well, it can only be a classic Miranda muddle. Outed by your mother. It's a good one.
Thank you.
Yep, I'm particularly enjoying the famous lesbians throughout history dress code. I've just seen a couple of Sandy Tosvig lookalikes chatting to someone with a sign saying I'm Ellen DeGeneres. Yep, I'm impressed by the length you went to avoid meeting Ed.
Ed?
Edmund Dettori. Related to Frankie, apparently. Thought you'd fancy him.
Ha ha.
You are officially a mystery. I'll see you later.
Oh, Miranda, the hair. I didn't know Princess Anne was a lesbian.
Thanks, Clive.
Oh, there you are, Miranda. I'd like you to meet Edmund.
Oh, here goes.
Hi there. I'm Ed.
Oh, my, gorgeous. Oh, you're meant to be gross. Stevie! Sorry, excuse me for 1 second, Ed. Stevie!
What?
He's gorgeous. Edmund, your dossier, he's gorgeous. I'm a lesbian, he's gorgeous.
That's Edmund Dettori.
Wrong spelling, you idiot!
You gave me the spelling.
I don't care, I'm blaming you. Right, I'm going over. Okay, look casual. Grab a drink. Oop, spill some, doesn't matter. Here goes. Ed, hi.
Hi. It's great to meet you at last. And congratulations. Coming out party, that's so brave.
Yeah. Although, feel free to turn me. Seriously, turn me.
It doesn't seem appropriate.
It'd be really easy. Some people say lesbianism is for life. I say it's just for Christmas. Do you see any Yuletide festivities? No, it's July. Turn me.
Are you okay?
Fine. So, you're from Italy.
Do you know Italy?
Really well, yeah. I don't.
Hi, Edmund. I'm Stevie, Miranda's partner.
In crime, not in any other sense.
In crime?
Yeah, just light stuff. Old ladies' handbags, punching nuns, that kind of thing.
No. I'm her...
A business partner.
Well, if you call lesbianism a business.
She's joking. We run a joke shop. That joke she just said, that was one of them that we sell. Wasn't it funny? £5, please.
The thing is, Ed, they're happy with it. I've been a hit. Her mum looked me in the eye for the first time.
Well, you should relax, Miranda. You're the only one judging...
Right, this is ridiculous. Right. Everyone, I've got an announcement to make. I know some of you will be let down, but I need to get this off my chest. I'm straight.
Oh, it's like a knife going through.
Mum, I know you're disappointed.
Disappointed? It's the shock. Look at your father. He's not taking it well. He's taking off his Miriam Margolyes costume. He was really looking forward to a civil partnership. You get far more for your money. And I know you can have biological kids, but I was really looking forward to an adopted foreigner.
Mom!
Such fun!
Miranda, don't do this. You're scared. I understand. Excuse me, everyone. If I can just climb on board Miranda's...
Yes?
Brave setup.
Oh. Yeah.
Mama, I'm gay.
Oh, come on. I only in myself for you.
Oh, Ed, your mother has all the luck. Quick, who are the bachelors left here? Otherwise, I'm staging the funeral.
Hold me, Stevie.
Oh, so now we're a couple, are we?
Can we drop this?
Thank you for inspiring me, Miranda.
You're definitely gay.
Yes.
Nibble, Edmund.
There's somebody I'd like you to meet.
Oh, you're not setting me up already.
This is Hugh Farringdon Gussett.
Hello.
Right, that's it. I'm out of here.
Where are you going, darling?
To the cinema.
But you can't.
Such fun.
Come back.
Such fun.
No.
Such fun. Such fun. Such fun. Such fun. It does work, but I'm going to run just in case. Bye.
You have been listening to Miranda Hart's Joke Shop, starring Miranda Hart.
Bye.
Sarah Hadlin.
Goodbye to you.
Patricia Hodge.
Toodaloo.
Tom Ellis.
See ya.
Jason Watkins.
Oh, please.
With other esteemed guests, Dan Starkey and Chris Pavlow. It was written by Miranda Hart with James Carey. Additional material by Sarah Hadlin and Paul Carenza. The producer was Dawn Ellis.